Hey everybody, hope everybody's doing all right through all this. Hopefully we can get through it and get it over with soon. And we can all start meeting back together again. If you open up to the book of Nehemiah, especially chapter 3, it's a chapter that tends to get overlooked a lot just because the whole chapter is a list of names and where they're building the wall around Jerusalem. And for most people, these names don't really mean anything. They're, for the most part, never mentioned again. Building sections of the wall between this person's house and that person's house, and something we can't picture, something none of us have seen. We don't know where this is, you know, the exact parts of the wall. But to these people, it meant a lot. To those that remember the former days of Jerusalem before the captivity, they remember what it used to look like, what it used to be. And those that have never seen it have heard the stories. And some of them can remember these houses, what they used to be, the wall. And it meant a lot to them. As they go back and are rebuilding this city and starting with the wall. And I think if we take this and we start to insert names of people we know within the church at Riverside or at churches around the world, people we know, and you start inserting those names into this text and different places that we can build the church. If we think of this wall as the church and we start inserting names of people we know, we're even ourselves into this, where you know this group of people have influence in this part of the world, whether it be in the schools, whether it be in government or wherever, you know they have influence there. And if those people will work on that part of the world, and these people we know work on this area of society, then how much faster can we build the church? How much better, how much more effective could we be at building the church if we took this scripture and we think of it as a way of, this is the way they rebuilt the wall, this is how we build the church. We work together. We come back together and we start inserting names of people we know into this scripture of going to different places to build the church. And if you look over into chapter 6 and verse 15, it says that the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. In 52 days, these people could build a wall around the entire city of Jerusalem. And if we work together like they did, working side by side with one another and working together in the individual areas that we have the most influence, how fast could we build the church? How fast could we bring people to God? And how effective could we be at doing so? That's all I've got for tonight. Thank you all very much, and hope to see you all soon.